Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your source for open source intelligence on crypto, today being October 29, 2025. Let's get straight into the key market developments. Bitcoin is steady, trading around $115,000 as the market appears to have priced in an expected interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve. Ethereum, while the specific price isn't mentioned, is seeing substantial interest as $200 million worth of Ethereum is planned to be deployed by SharpLink Gaming onto the Linea Layer 2 network, signaling growing activity in DeFi protocols. Solana's price declined by 3.1% to $194, despite strong demand for its ETF products. Bitwise's Solana ETF debuted with $69.5 million of inflows on the first trading day, far outpacing the $12 million that the Rex Osprey Solana staking ETF attracted. The Bitwise fund distinguishes itself by directly staking Solana tokens and offering a low management fee of 0.20%, compared to competitors with higher fees and diversified holdings. This strong debut indicates growing institutional interest in Solana amid recent price fluctuations. Looking at macro developments, analysts currently assign a 97.8% probability to a 25 basis point rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Such easing could support crypto markets by increasing liquidity and incentivizing risk assets. However, uncertainty remains, with the Federal Reserve's decision posing risks, alongside unresolved delays in Mt. Gox repayments that could contribute to volatility. Internationally, regulatory moves continue to shape the landscape. China has sentenced 5 individuals to prison for laundering over $166 million via crypto, underscoring intensified crackdown efforts. The People's Bank of China has labeled stablecoins a threat to global financial stability. Meanwhile, in Europe, French lawmakers oppose the European Central Bank's digital euro initiative, backing Bitcoin and euro-denominated stablecoins instead, citing concerns over privacy and economic freedom. Institutional capital flow is notable. The cryptocurrency market attracted $921 million in inflows recently, likely reflecting confidence ahead of the upcoming Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Large treasury movements have also caught attention. Sequins transferred 970 Bitcoin, worth about $111 million, to Coinbase. This is its first major outbound Bitcoin transaction since starting its treasury strategy, sparking speculation about whether this is a sale or reorganization. Despite the transfer, Sequins still holds a significant $255 million in Bitcoin. In the corporate sector, BlackRock-backed tokenization firm Securitize plans to go public via a $1.25 billion SPAC merger, seeking a NASDAQ listing. Meanwhile, Hut 8 shows potential upside in its power portfolio, especially with AI expansion and stakes in crypto assets. On the technology front, Ethereum's Fusaka hard fork has successfully completed its third and final testnet deployment. This is a critical step towards its mainnet launch, which aims to improve network stability and performance. Layer 1 fee dynamics are shifting as Hyperliquid and BNB Chain capture most fees while Solana's share fades, influenced by a derivatives boom and changing user preference. Lastly, security remains a focus following the recovery of 1,000 stolen Bitcoin mining machines valued at $700,000 in Indiana, where authorities also disrupted a separate $75,000 frozen turkey theft. Key catalysts to watch include the Federal Reserve's imminent rate decision, the ongoing adoption and inflows into regulated crypto products like Solana ETFs, and Ethereum's forthcoming network upgrades. These factors will influence market sentiment and positioning moving forward. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.